Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. ABC has suspended Jimmy Kimmel's late night show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, indefinitely after comments he made about conservative activist Charlie Kirk's killing.
Some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from.
With me now, CBS News contributor Dr. Robert Thompson, professor of television and popular culture at Syracuse University. Dr. Thompson, thanks so much for being with me this morning.
Thank you.
I guess my first question, when it comes to what Jimmy Kimmel said, what are the FCC rules on content? Because this was flagged by the chair of the FCC.
Well, the FCC rules, I mean, the one that usually they get brought out complaining about what happens on broadcasting are the indecency rules, which say from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. you can't have things that would be offensive to, according to community standards, because there's kids in the room. And those tend to be, and the indecency standards specifically talk about scatological and sexual kinds of things. So that's usually in the past what all those fines that the FCC gave to Howard Stern and the big investigation over the wardrobe malfunction at the 2004 Super Bowl and all of that. Here, I think if we actually had, and that's Brendan Carr, the chair of the FCC, was talking about, and that's kind of what started a lot of this, that doing an FCC investigation. If there was an investigation, I think probably legally there was very little in what the clip you just played would be, you know, contrary to what broadcast regulations are. But what got ABC to respond wasn't that FCC thing that the chair was talking about. It was what the affiliate stations did. In other words, the stations they have contracts with to play their shows so that they can sell their big national audience to advertisers. When Nexstar, which has a whole bunch of ABC affiliates, and then Sinclair afterwards started saying they were going to preempt Kimmel, that's, I think, what made ABC quickly jump to, and very quickly, I was shocked at how quickly this decision was made, to pulling Kimmel indefinitely. And now I guess we're hearing at least through Thursday, which would mean the rest of the broadcast week.
Now, I think it's important to note that Nexstar needs FCC approval for a massive deal to acquire a rival.
Yes, that's true. You're right. There's a limit as how many stations a single company can own, and they would like to make this acquisition. So there's that relationship as well. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I think all of that is an important part of this. You know, it's interesting. I think Johnny, this kind of thing didn't used to be an issue. When Johnny Carson was late night television, he told jokes about politics, but he was not a political satirist. It was pretty light sort of things. His jokes were funny, maybe, but they were seldom going to offend anybody. And I think we may be, in broadcast television, returning to that period. We had this 25 years from about the turn of the century till now, where we had all of this political humor, as a lot of it coming out of The Daily Show. So Jon Stewart and John Oliver, and then Seth Meyers and Colbert, and all of these folks that came in the new century. And now I think I can see a time in the very near future where Fallon could be the last one standing. And Jimmy Fallon still works in that Carson Leno tradition of a lot more lighthearted, less politically probing kind of humor. And all the rest of those folks are either going to be fired and gone, or it might just, I think they're going to go elsewhere. That broadcast television is probably not the place that they're going to feel that they're able to do what they've been doing. So we could get to a point that Jimmy Fallon operating the Carson tradition brings us full circle of what late night television does.
That is Dr. Robert Thompson, professor of television and popular culture at Syracuse University. Thanks so much.
Thank you.